Hey everyone, welcome, welcome. It is Michelle Jackson from Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm a networking ninja and also a huge fan of affiliate income. And this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I am talking about different ways that you can strategize to grow your affiliate income. And today's episode is all about podcasters and affiliate income. I've noticed that podcasters are leaving money on the table. And I think partly it's because they may not be thinking about all the ways they can make money before going out there and getting like a bazillion downloads. You can start positioning your podcast now to make affiliate income. It might be a little dribs and drabs initially, but as your show grows, so will your income. So I want to share with you some of the ways that I strategize making affiliate income with my podcast. By the way, if you're interested in affiliate income this weekend, the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course is on sale. This is a course created by a friend of mine, Michelle Schroeder Gardner. She's about to get on a sail, it's not even a sailboat, it's like a yacht thing that she and her husband bought with some of their $1.5 million that they made last year via affiliate marketing. Michelle knows what she's talking about. I met her when she was making $0. She's probably on track to make $2 million this year. And so that course is on sale. You will need to go to the show notes in order to get the savings code. So just heads up, you will need to go to the show notes to get the savings code. And I'm going to give you the link to the show notes. Just one second. You will go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/affiliatesrock, AffiliatesRock. So again, michelleismoneyhungry.com/affiliatesrock. That's where you'll find the savings code, as well as links to other episodes that I'm sharing this weekend, all about making affiliate income. Talking about 11 easy actions podcasters can take to start earning affiliate income with their new podcast. Or maybe you have a podcast that you've been publishing for a while, it's not making money, but you're starting to think that you would like to try. Now, this episode is not for the person who's like, it's not possible. You need to have like 15,000 downloads every episode, blah, blah, blah. If you are that person, stop listening, keep on trucking, you're good. Like if you have already decided that things have to be a certain way in order for you to make passive income, affiliate income, then this episode is not for you. If you are a person who's really wanting to try, you're intrigued by this idea of affiliate marketing, you're not really quite sure how it would work and how it applies to you, this episode works for you. So let's get started. The first tip I would give is for your podcast, you need to have a dedicated website for the show. Many people call it a blog. I'm not going to call it a blog. I'm going to call it a dedicated website that you own that hosts your show notes. And there is a reason for this. So a lot of podcasters are like, oh, I don't want a blog. I don't want a website, blah, blah, blah. And okay, fair enough. You went into podcasting because you wanted to share an audio project with the world. You wanted to speak whatever it is you wanted to speak about. But the thing is, not everyone finds your podcast the way that you do. So what am I talking about? When I look for podcasts, I actually Google it. I go to Pinterest. I go on Google. Weirdly enough, I do search sometimes in YouTube for different topics, okay? But the point is, not everyone goes to a podcast-related app to find your show. And so what that means is you are leaving money on the table because people find your show in more than one way. With a dedicated website just to house your show notes. You don't even have to do anything beyond housing your show notes. You have a space that you own because you need to own this. It should not be on a free platform if at all possible. You have a place that you own that you can share with the world. And I can't emphasize it enough. It just legitimizes your show. It's a place that you can refer your listeners to where your show notes live. I personally do not go to my podcast players to the area to look at the show notes for different shows that I follow. I typically go to the websites that are dedicated to the shows. A good example, two examples of this would be Side Hustle Nation by Nick Loper and Smart Passive Income by Pat Flynn. Okay. We three have something in common though. We are all personal finance bloggers. We blogged before we ever podcasted. And so we really understand the ins and outs of why blogs or websites dedicated to whatever it is you're doing are so important. We also understand why podcasts freaking rock. Podcasts rock because you get an opportunity to be in the ears of potential clients, people who might purchase a service, that kind of thing. And the cool thing about it is most people who listen to a podcast, they'll listen to it over and over again. So instead of with a blog, the downside with a blog is, or a website is, typically people will land on your website. 80% of the people who land on your website will go away. It'll be the only time they land on your website. Versus with a podcast, 80% of the people who become fans, they will pod binge. They will listen to several episodes. And the thing with that is if you share the same affiliate over and over and over again, by the seventh time they've heard you talk about this amazing tool or resource, it's an easier way to get people to interact with your affiliates. So have a dedicated website for your podcast. Please do not just rely on a hosting platform for your RSS feed. That's a bad idea for a couple of reasons. One is, what happens if the company that hosts your feed goes away? Ever thought about that? I used to push out my shows from my website. That actually did not work because I have a WordPress site. There are a lot of plugins on my website, and they did not play well with the plugin that pushed out my show. So I now have it hosted with Libsyn. I love it, huge fan. But if something happened to Libsyn, I still would have all of my shows and then I could transfer it to some other company, but I would always have my website. So just really, really consider having your own website. I will have a link on how to do that. And in full transparency, because this is to help podcasters envision how this can make them money, bloggers typically will have a whole series on how to create a blog. Why? Because there's 300 million Americans, just Americans. And out of that 300 million, there's a large percentage of people who are looking for help on this. Maybe they need to create a website for their business. They're not bloggers per se, but they feel like this could be an additional thing that they could do for their brick and mortar business. So don't get stuck in this idea that if you're a blogger, you have to do certain things. Literally, you just need a place to host your website, your podcast, excuse me. Okay, number two, identify who your audience is and what they want. So the thing about affiliate marketing is you can't just share everything because it's just confusing and it doesn't serve your listeners well. But if you are, for example, a person hosting a comedy show and people love to laugh, they listen to your show, maybe deep down they would like to be a comedian too. And maybe there is a way where you could connect with a comedian who has a show, who has a course about how to become a comedian. And you are an affiliate of that course, right? And you have them come on your show and talk about whatever. And then as bonus content, people who are on your email list get access to that comedian or to their course with a discount. Just kind of making this up as I go along. Anyway, but because you're an affiliate and you're sharing this with them, you make money as they make purchases of that course. So at the beginning of the show, I talked about the Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course. That is a course that a friend of mine has created. She's on track to making $2 million this year. She knows about affiliate marketing. So if you were to purchase the course, I would get a percentage of that. I'm being completely transparent because this is helpful for you podcasters. If you've never really thought about this, this is how you position an affiliate product, course, what have you, that you would like to share with your audience. The key is you have to be really clear about who you're serving, who is listening to your show, and how the products you're sharing will help them with whatever it is they're needing help with. So some of you guys have some really random freaking shows, like random. And so you will find that you will need to talk to your audience about what is it that, like, why they're compelled to listen to your show and what is it that your show helps them with. And then that's how you figure out what your affiliate income would be. I have two podcasts, so the two podcasts are completely different. And the affiliates that I share are kind of different because the shows are dealing with different topics. So my personal finance show, which is Michelle is Money Hungry, we deal with personal finance, lifestyle, and entrepreneurship. This show would share courses for people who are online entrepreneurs or intrigued by that, blogging related stuff, savings, anything with money. So there's different affiliates for that. My other show is about the state of Colorado. So the affiliates that I would share would be, I share Ibotta, and actually I share that on both shows, but Ibotta is a savings app and it helps people save money shopping, whether it is at the grocery store, at Amazon, what have you. But the cool thing about Ibotta is it's a Colorado local business. So I've met the CEO of that company several times. He's a very nice guy. I've been in the headquarters. They're huge. So I really am affiliated and excited about that product. So it's a really easy thing to share on actually both of the podcasts because it makes sense and it helps people with something that they need, which is people always need to save money. And it's a win-win because the affiliate, if you sign up with my affiliate link, you get $10 within the first couple of weeks if you redeem a savings on the app. I get $5. So it's like a win-win. It's the best thing ever. I love affiliates, but you have to be really clear about what affiliates you would share with your audience. Number three, this is mindset related. Please stop overthinking monetization and telling yourself it's not possible. The longer you tell yourself it's not possible, the longer it's not possible. So basically, I noticed when I got really focused on saying, you know what, this is possible. So the thing is, I've been making affiliate income for years now. Where my personal mindset was kind of stuck was making sustainable, growing affiliate income. So that was the difference. So I knew I could make the money. I just wasn't sure that I could amplify the amount, like grow the amount. And once I stopped thinking I couldn't, I could. And the reason why is you understand the strategy behind affiliate marketing, and then you start taking action that helps to magnify the effect. So now that I understand the strategy behind affiliate marketing, I do things with my podcasts, plural, and websites, plural, that help to magnify the effect or grow the money. But it's a mindset related issue. If I didn't think I could do it, I wouldn't be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that. Number four, this is where I dropped the ball horribly for one of my projects, but did really well on the other. And it's so annoying. You need to start an email list. So weirdly enough, my personal finance website, Michelle is Money Hungry, is actually the project that I'm a lot more known for. But the email list is anemic at best. It's growing now because I've really begun focusing on it. However, my Colorado site has a great email list. And the thing about that is, with an email list, if for example, my website goes down for a day or there's an issue with my podcast, I can communicate with the people who've chosen to be on the list. I can share savings with them. I can share courses with them. I can share all kinds of things with them. So if there's one thing that I would strongly encourage you to do, it's to start a list. And the email service provider that I strongly recommend is ConvertKit. I am an affiliate of ConvertKit. I'm sharing a link in the show notes for that. ConvertKit, the reason why I like it is it was created by a person who ran a website, ran a blog. And there are certain things within ConvertKit that I love. One of the things is you can tag how people came onto your list, or you can create a tag that identifies the subscriber. So for example, if you have a free guide to blogging, you could create a tag so that every time someone joins that list, you could put blogging. Or maybe in my case, I have a tool for people who live in Colorado, and I have a tool for people who are wanting to move to Colorado. They're very different. Their needs are different. So I would tag each group accordingly. So I would have a tag on creating a list for people who are interested in moving to Colorado. They have different needs than the people who are already living here. Like they already know, they are already in town. So I don't need to give them the 10 best things to think about before you move to Denver. They're already living here. So kind of get that idea of ConvertKit allows you to really customize your lists, which is really important, especially as you start affiliate marketing, because it makes it easier to know who you're sending what information to. Number five, I've mentioned this at the top of the show, but obviously grab Michelle's course, not me, Michelle, but Michelle Schroeder Gardner's Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing course. Currently, as you listen to this show, it is on sale from May 24th through May 27th. If you listen to this later, it may not be on sale, but you do need to pay the full price in order to get the sales savings. Again, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/affiliatesrock to get that savings code. But the thing with the course is this. So I've gone through the course. My only thing is I wish she would include videos of her fabulous life, because honestly, if you saw the pictures, it's just insane. Like, she's just killing it. And she just really works through a lot of the strategy, logistics, things to consider, just all the back end stuff that you need to do to really grow your affiliate income. So I strongly recommend that if you're interested in affiliate marketing, that you grab that course. Sign up for Amazon Affiliates. Now, Amazon Affiliates don't pay huge amounts of money. However, Amazon is where I want to say 70% of Americans shopped for holiday gifts last holiday season. 70%. So if you have a random show, which a lot of podcasters do, you can still make money on Amazon Affiliates, especially during the fall, during the holiday season, the shopping season. Here's why. As an affiliate, if someone interacts with an Amazon affiliate link, your dedicated links, and then they purchase something within the 24 hours they interact with that link, you get a percentage of whatever it was they purchased. So say, for example, they go to your show notes on your dedicated website, and then they purchase $700 worth of holiday gifts, you get a small percentage of that. Now imagine if 15 people did that. So one of the things I'm doing on my websites, plural, right now is I'm creating content that people would use or look at, especially during the fall when the shopping season picks up. Okay? Because I have those websites optimized for Amazon affiliates. It's not a lot of money throughout most of the year until you get a lot of posts out there, a lot of blog posts out there. But still, at this point, I'm making a small amount every month. It's like, you know, more than coffee money. It's about the amount that it costs for me to host on Libsyn. And that's fine. Each month it seems to grow more. I'm fine with that too. And then one day it's going to, basically it starts to double because that seems to be the case, like because I'm focusing on it. So get on Amazon Affiliates. If you're running a show about comedy, if you're running a show about depression, say you're running a show about depression, and I say this seriously, you could include links to books covering depression and things that people could do. If you are running a show about mindfulness, you could include a kit, a link to a yoga kit where it's a yoga mat and candles and weights, what have you. If you are doing a show about cars, you could have a whole car safety kit that you share in your show notes. Do you see where I'm going with this? Don't sleep on Amazon Affiliates, especially as your show gets older, because again, we all know with podcasts, the more you put out, the longer you do it, the bigger your show gets. And then people go back to your old episodes and interact with that information. Don't sleep on Amazon Affiliates. Optimize your show notes. This is number 8. What in the heck do I mean by this? So what I mean is look at your show notes and think about where you can share an affiliate, an Amazon affiliate link, a course, what have you. I've mentioned several things during the course of this show. So when you interact with my show notes, you'll see hyperlinks that will direct you to different tools and services that I've shared throughout the course of the show. Copy the strategy. It's not rocket science, but you do have to do it consistently. And this is part of the reason why I'm saying you need your own dedicated website. The other thing is, I can't speak for other podcast tools that people use to push their feed out, but with Libsyn, what I like is when I upload the show and I type in the description of the show, I can include hyperlinks. And what I do, typically, I try to include links to an Amazon affiliate tool, course, whatever. So it just kind of depends on the show. I also will include a link to the episode when the episode is released on Instagram and do a live stream. Like I kind of think of a whole strategy so people are interacting more with the show itself. But really optimize your show notes both on your website and in the RSS feed because people, again, they come to your show in different ways. I also share my shows on Pinterest. So again, this is why my website needs to be optimized in a certain way. If you don't have a website, you can still create Pinterest pins and have them interact with your show in your RSS feed. So I could include a link to my show and upload it to Pinterest as a Pinterest pin, and they will go back to my feed on Libsyn. But I have hyperlinks that I've shared within the show notes that that listeners or people who just kind of find me randomly can interact with. So that's something to consider. Understand the role of cookies. This is number 8. Now, I always kind of crack up when I hear this out loud because people can interpret the word cookies many different ways. But in this episode, when we're talking about affiliate marketing, cookies are basically this. Cookies are a way for websites to track who interacted with a link. And so as an affiliate marketer, there are programs, there are courses that you are sharing with people that have different lifespans. And I guess the best way to put it is this. Amazon affiliates, I kind of was like, you know, you want to use Amazon affiliates. The thing that I didn't mention about Amazon affiliates is Amazon affiliate links are only really good for 24 hours. So the cookie, the memory of you connecting with that link is only for 24 hours. It's only good for 24 hours. With Michelle Shorter Gardner's Making Sense of Affiliate Sales, I believe it's a year. I could be wrong. I need to double check that. So that's a whole year's worth of memory. So basically that means if you click on that link and you do not decide to purchase today, that's totally fine. But what if you decide to purchase like 6 months from now? The cookie will remember that you interacted with my link, not with, say, Pat Flynn's link first. So cookies are awesome because there are some affiliate courses or there's some products that people might want to share with other people and strategize. So I am an alumni of a course called Elite Blog Academy. And the cool thing about Elite Blog Academy is, besides being a wonderful tool for people who are interested in blogging and growing their blog, it has a forever cookie. So whoever interacts with my affiliate link for that program, if they interact with my link first, then that they will always be attributed to me. So if they make a purchase a year from now, it knows that they connected with me first. Winning. And so what that means is a lot of the people who are in that course will work a year-long strategy to make sure that as many people as possible have interacted with their links so that when people decide to make a purchase of the course, and by the way, the course is only available once a year. So this year, that course went on sale the beginning of March and people made crazy amounts of money with it. Okay. Since it's only available once a year, you want to kind of look at, okay, this is only available once a year. How do I get my link, my affiliate link in front of as many eyes as possible and people interacting with it as much as possible before the upcoming year? So like right now, what I do is I look at how many times my link has been interacted with because they have a platform that we can look at, and we can look at our own individual profiles to see. So right now I can tell that I'm at about 300 interactions with my links, and I would like to quintuple that so that by the time next year rolls around, all of these people will have connected with my content, and then it just makes the sale better for me when people go to purchase the course. By the way, the other thing is you have your email list, which I mentioned as well. And so you can also email people. You cannot do this with MailChimp. And in fact, you can't email the links within your, typically you can't email affiliate links within your emails themselves. You need to direct people to a resource, especially with Amazon affiliates. Never, 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 never send a email out with an Amazon affiliate link because they will kick you out of the program. But what you can do is share a resource, a website or whatever that directs you back to the affiliate link attributed to you. So think about that because you can really strategize when you understand the role of cookies and affiliate links. Affiliate links have cookies. Cookies remember who you are. They have varying lengths of time. Amazon affiliate is at the short end, 24 hours. Elite Blog Academy is forever. Most are within 30 days to a year. When you are finding affiliates that you know, like, and trust and love enough to share with people, be aware of that length of time. Number 10. When you're affiliate marketing, especially like it doesn't matter where, be transparent and follow all FTC guidelines. You have to be transparent. So throughout the course of this whole conversation, I'm like, I'm an affiliate of this, affiliate, this is strategy, affiliate. There's a reason, because people don't want to feel like they're being duped. Okay. And that's really important. So just be completely transparent because people learn from you and they want to learn. And as long as you're transparent, they really appreciate that. I appreciate it when people are transparent because I'm trying to learn as well. So follow the rules, be transparent, and all is well. And number 11, finally, and this is huge, do not share affiliates that you do not believe in, understand, or won't help your listeners. So one of the things I find really interesting is that sometimes I'll listen to a podcast and the product or tool that they share does not match the show, or they don't make it clear how this will help the listener. Like, it's just confusing. So when you are looking to start affiliate marketing, really spend some time, like just spend like an hour, 2 hours, just really think about how will this affiliate really help the people that I'm serving with this show. It can be really jarring to someone who's listening to your show. And again, we'll go back to comedy. So you're listening to a comedy show and then all of a sudden you share a survival gear package. Does that make sense to you? That makes no sense. That's confusing. So really be clear about what would make sense in terms of an affiliate you would share. So I hope this was helpful. Podcasters, stop overthinking monetization. Do have a dedicated website that hosts your show notes. You could literally only share your show notes. You don't have to do any other thing, but have a place where your show notes live, optimize them, spend some time really thinking about what your listeners would like, would need, and what would help them with whatever issues they may be having. Have fun with it, keep trying. And I will say this, affiliate marketing, you have to start. Like just with like anything, you have to start. Then you have to experience a small win. And then once you experience that small win, then you're at the next level, which is you really try to amplify the effect. Then you start teaching. So there's a transition, right? Start, stop waiting. What are you waiting for? You do not have to have a perfect show. You do not have to have perfect branding. It just needs to be clear what you're talking about, who you're talking to, and it needs to be clear to you as well as to your listeners. And then put yourself out there and figure it out. There are several companies that literally all they do is host affiliate programs. Commission Junction is one. It's called CJ.com, I think it is. CJ.com. There's AWIN, which is also affiliate host, if you will. It has all the affiliate, like a billion affiliate programs. So AWIN.com/US. There's Share a Sale, which is also another place where you can find affiliates. Another place to find affiliates is your favorite goods and services. So if you are a huge fan of HelloFresh, you can become an affiliate of HelloFresh, right? I will give you a little word of caution, though, with affiliates for food companies, things like that, or affiliates in kind, where basically you receive a gift in kind versus cash. Be careful with that because you might end up with like a ton of gifts in cash or gifts in kind versus cash. And I want you to really focus on cash. I actually made the mistake of earning a lot of money or a lot of gifts in kind with a clothing company. It was good because I learned how to do affiliate sales. It was bad because you have to pay taxes. So you might as well pay taxes on cash. So anyway, if this was helpful to you, please let me know. I also run a closed Facebook group for people who are looking to network more. It's called the Unapologetically Money Hungry. It is a group for really online business people, online entrepreneurs, bloggers, podcasters, online, who are looking to up their networking game. Next month, I'm opening the doors to my beta launch for the Business Networking Accelerator Group Coaching Program. I'm super excited about it. I'm so excited. And all of next month, all of June, all I'm doing is talking about networking. So definitely check that out. Michelle is moneyhungry@gmail.com to let me know how things are going.